Hi, I'm Tom Pfeiffer, and this story is called The Heart of the Deal. 1974, Los Angeles, and my father has just nailed the biggest deal of his life. My dad's an attorney, and his client, Bob Irsay, is now the owner of the Baltimore Colts. Only Irsay didn't buy the Colts, he bought the Rams. And therein lies my father's genius. After owning the Rams for a few hours, Irsay trades them for the Colts to a man named Carol Rosenblum, the owner of the Colts. Rosenblum always wanted the Rams, but he never wanted to sell the Colts because he didn't want the tax consequences. So my dad works out a deal in which the two teams are valued equally at $10 million apiece. Irsay buys the Rams, swaps them with Rosenblum for the Colts. Everybody wins. Everybody goes home happy. So I'm picturing my father, his payday from this was probably pretty big, so I'm picturing him, he's weaving through LAX, drunk with success, some bourbon too, and he stumbles into the toy store, and he buys me, his 8-year-old son, the biggest, most expensive stuffed animal he can find, a gargantuan gorilla. And he's so loaded that he buys the gorilla a seat on the plane. On the way home. And you have to understand, my father traveled first class. So here's my dad sitting there in his pinstripe suit, his white sulca shirt, his Countess Mara tie, next to his companion, who's dressed in fur. And the two of them are eating their bourguignon and sipping their Bordeaux. So the plane lands in Chicago, and they make their way off and come home. And that is how I came to have Ernie, who is sitting right over there, along with this jacket. And an autograph from Johnny Unitas, which sadly was destroyed in the wash, and a Super Bowl VIII program signed by Stan Musial, a pair of Colts cufflinks, and a soft spot in my heart for the team, because for me, they will always be from Baltimore, none of this Indianapolis business. Well, my dad brought lots of stuff home from his business trips. From New York, there was a toy parking meter from FAO Schwartz. From Boston, when he could find his way to the airport, he brought live lobsters that my brothers used to name and label and race across the family room floor. And from San Francisco, elegant jewelry from my mother from a store called Gumps. He was a big spender and a collector, which is a very dangerous combination. And on one of his trips to New York, he bought me a painting. Well, half a painting, because he split it with his law partner. So as you can imagine, this was no ordinary painting. This was Guernica. No, actually, this was a portrait of President John F. Kennedy by none other than Norman Rockwell. And you'll learn in a minute why the painting is not next to the gorilla over there. The idea was this, that when Rockwell died, which he did right on schedule when I was 13, that my dad and his partner would sell this painting and it would put me and the partner's kid through college. And it would have worked out perfectly, except my father died 3 years before Rockwell. So to understand why the painting did not put me through college, although I did go anyway, you have to ask yourself a question. Have you ever made an emotional decision? Like skipping law school and starting your career in book publishing? Or marrying a crazy person? Or having a second kid with the crazy person when your marriage was falling apart? Or cutting off your first love, cutting out a piece of your heart to try to save that marriage with the crazy person even though it was doomed from the start? Or maybe buying a gorilla a first class seat on an airplane? So have you ever made an emotional decision? Well, when my father died, his law firm imploded. Without him as the rainmaker, the other lawyers just couldn't make it work. And to top it off, his partner, Dino, was in the hospital. Dino suffered from manic depression, which is now known more politely as bipolar disorder. And he hadn't worked for 2.5 years. So my dad had worked out a deal to buy Dino out of the practice for the better part of $1 million. And even though the deal hadn't been signed yet, they'd started to pay him the money because Dino and his family needed to eat. So my mother, as she watched all of the firm's cash, all the firm's assets, all the receivables, everything else go to Dino and his family, learned the hard way that if you start to honor the terms of a deal, the deal is considered valid even though it has not been signed. So here she was on top of her grief, suffering the loss or theft, which she saw it, of everything my dad had worked for, all the 18-hour days, all of her lonely nights, the business he had killed himself to build, poof, gone like smoke. So what do you think she did with the painting? Do you think she wanted to have any connection or anything to do with this law partner? No. She bought a ticket on an airplane, not first class, coach. She took Kennedy with her, but not in the seat next to her. He was in the baggage hold. She flew to New York, went right back to the gallery where her father had bought that painting, and sold it back for $12,500. My split was half of my first year's tuition at Yale. Now, what if she kept the painting? Well, what if? You know, it might have put me and my kid through college. Maybe even the second kid, too. So now you know what happened to the painting, but do you know what happened to the Colts? Well, they finished 1974 2-12. The next year 10-4. The next year 11-3. And fast forward a few years, and they leave Baltimore in the middle of the night, and they move to Indianapolis. And fast forward a few more years, and this guy named Manning comes along in 2007. They win the Super Bowl. Now, Bob Irsay did not live to see that, but his family still owns the team, which for their $10 million investment back in 1974 is now worth over $1 billion. So when I was home recently on a family visit, one of my brothers was speculating. He said, you know, God, what if Dad had gotten a percentage of that team? You know, instead of the, whatever he got as his fee, just 1 or 2%, God, we'd be so rich. And so I thought to myself, well, you know, what if I had not gone to work at Random House? What if I'd gone to law school instead? I might be richer. What if I hadn't married the crazy person? I might be saner. What if I hadn't had the second kid? I might be sadder. What if I hadn't forsaken my first love? And what if I hadn't reconnected with her? So, you know, what if all my decisions had never been emotional? What if they'd all been based on spreadsheets and calculations and cost-benefit analysis and pros and cons and all that? Could I honestly say I'd lived? I don't think so. Because when you put your heart in the deal, and when your life imitates art, and you realize that you are the tragic hero of your own story, that's when you strike it rich. Thank you.